Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neese, live on the WRAL Breaking News Tracker this morning, where a fatal shooting just happened outside this strip mall in Durham. Coming up, what we know so far.
Well, the search is back underway this morning for a missing boater on Falls Lake, where you're looking live.
We're also tracking some complications for your morning commute and travel plans, from new closures on I-440 in Raleigh to big delays at RDU.
Also, more than $1 billion up for grabs this week with two huge lottery prizes on the line. I'm sure people are waking up feeling lucky this morning.
I hope so. I hope they are. There's a chance, right?
And you're lucky you're here with us here at Fox 50. So glad you're doing that. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we're lucky that some of that humidity got knocked down after yesterday's rain came through. Peter Sherwood is in the WRS Severe Weather Center with a look at the radar as the clouds move out.
Yeah, Jeff, just wait until tomorrow. You are going to feel a bigger difference in the atmosphere with that lower humidity building in behind this system that is going to bring rain for this morning. We are watching this area of low pressure that will continue to move towards the north and east. It's going to continue to bring showers into our western areas for this hour. We're already starting to see some of that light rain pop up in Moore County. Notice here in Southern Pines, we're starting to see some of those light showers in the area as we take a live look at Pinehurst. So look very closely on our WRAL Live Cam network. Looking at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, those sprinkles are coming down right now. We do have a good chance of seeing rain throughout the rest of the morning, scattered in nature, light as well. By the time we head into 12 o'clock, we're going to watch our southeastern counties. That is where we will likely see some thunderstorms develop into the afternoon. Notice here, this is around 2 and 3 o'clock. Those showers and thunderstorms continuing into 4 o'clock before gradually clearing out as we head into this evening. Tonight is going to be a dry one. Let's go ahead and check out our temperatures for right now. It's 73 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, 72 in Southern Pines, and 74 in Rocky Mount. For this afternoon, with all those clouds and rain moving through, don't expect a big warm-up, only climbing to 86 degrees, and we are going to see temperatures for this evening in the 80s. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain this system will bring today.
Pete, it is 8:02 right now. We're watching a crash on the south side of Raleigh, apparently blocking some lanes on 40 eastbound just before you get to the Rock Quarry Road interchange. This is the camera near Hammond Road, and you can see those big backups coming in from Lake Wheeler and South Saunders Street heading out toward Hammond and the Rock Quarry Road interchange. We're going to learn exactly what lane is blocked out there, but I can tell you that according to sensors, the delays begin right there at the Hammond Road area and just before Rock Quarry Road, it clears up. So pick up 40 eastbound from Rock Quarry, and you'll be on the other side of that crash. Just saw a Raleigh police unit riding along the shoulder there in the median trying to get to that crash scene. So still have some crews responding out there. On the south side of Garner, watch for a crash at Highway 50 at 1010 Road. I haven't seen big problems showing up on the sensors in that area over the past few minutes. Hit and run investigation also underway right now in Raleigh at Capitol Boulevard, right around Westinghouse Boulevard. Not seeing big problems with sensors, but if you are heading through that area, expect some police activity on the side of the road. All quiet this morning in Durham and Chapel Hill. Hillsborough also looking good on major routes. Major approaches into Raleigh, for the most part, looking okay. Not a bad delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. Just 2 minutes at those intersections. We've been watching the Beltline carefully this morning because one of the exits is closed out there at 440. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is at the scene this morning. And Kelsey, it looks like traffic's flowing fairly well behind you.
Yes, traffic has been moving smoothly for the past half hour or so. And the exit that's closed is the Melbourne Road exit on I-440 West. It's closed this morning and it's going to be closed throughout the rest of the week. So if that's a part of your morning commute, you've got a few options for detours. Jones Franklin Road, Powell Drive, and Western Boulevard will all be options for you today and the rest of the week. This is happening all while crews are widening a new section of I-440 West between Western Boulevard and Melbourne Road. Aaron Moody with NCDOT says this particular part of the I-440 widening project is what's most needed. He's warning drivers to watch out for crews who are working this morning.
Be wary of the fact that crews are going to be working close to the travel lanes in this area. Just be mindful of the fact that they're out there doing their work for their safety and for yours.
The timeline for construction projects like this are always up in the air because of weather conditions. We know there's going to be some scattered showers today, but Moody says that they're hoping to wrap up that ramp closure by next Monday, July 17th. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WREL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where a man is dead after a shooting that happened this morning at this strip mall off NC-54. It happened just about an hour ago. I'm going to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of this crime scene here. Still very early in this investigation. This is at NC-54 and South Alston Avenue. You can see there's a big group of people and several police officers here with this entire parking lot roped off by crime scene tape at this point. I do know at least one person is dead. We're working to find out what exactly led up to this shooting. There is a nightclub that is in this strip mall here off of NC-54. We're working to learn if that is connected to this shooting at all. As soon as we get some more details from police, we'll pass those along. Back to you.
Brett, thanks for that. It's also happening now. First responders are back on Falls Lake to search for the body of a missing boater. This all started after two boats crashed on the water. WRO's Laura Levine joins us live from Falls Lake. Laura, I know 8 o'clock was that time they were supposed to get out there for the effort again, not the rescue, but recovery out there. Are they there yet?
Several crews are back now here at Falls Lake searching for the body of that missing boater. Behind me here, you can see the staging area where several different entities are involved in this effort, from Wake County Emergency Management, the Sheriff's Office, dive teams, the fire department, even the Durham County Sheriff's Office is assisting. And beyond all the activity you see here, we're also seeing boats on the water. Well, let's explain what happened, or what we know so far about what happened. A spokesperson with Northern Wake Fire and Rescue says a collision between two boats happened around 1:45 yesterday. Three people were involved in the crash and one person disappeared. At the same time, a storm bringing in high winds and rain was passing through the area. We spoke with Shane Mosley, who was boating on the lake and saw the two boats collide. Mosley and his friend saved one of the boaters and took him in onto their boat after realizing the man was unconscious with his head in the water.
We jumped in the water. We didn't even hesitate. We didn't even think about it. We just did it because it needed to be done.
So an ongoing effort here. Authorities are still investigating the official cause of that crash. Laura Levine, WREL News in Wake County.
Severe weather in the Northeast is causing problems at RDU this morning. You're looking live out there right now. We're seeing 28 delays, 5 cancellations, and many of those flights are backed up after storms caused hundreds of cancellations yesterday. They're trying to play catch up. Those storms have people in New York under a flood watch advisory today. At least one woman there died after getting swept away in high water.
Well, happening now, President Biden is in London as part of a 3-day trip with big implications for the war in Ukraine. The president just met with King Charles a few minutes ago, and earlier in the day, he met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Now, they're looking ahead to a NATO summit and a tough decision. Ukraine is asking for full membership to the military alliance, but President Biden says the war with Russia complicates things.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO, but here's the deal. I spent, as you know, a great deal of time trying to hold NATO together.
If they were hypothetically to get NATO membership now, well, then NATO's at war with Russia.
Well, the NATO summit kicks off tomorrow in Lithuania. The president will also make a stop in Finland, which is NATO's newest member nation.
If you haven't bought a ticket yet, heads up, $650 million is on the line today for the Powerball jackpot. No one matched all 5 numbers during Saturday's drawing, so the prize has gone up. There have been 34 consecutive drawings without a big winner. You can watch this drawing live tonight on WREL. And the Mega Millions jackpot, that's climbed to over $480 million now. That's after no one matched all 5 numbers there. And that was Friday night's drawing, the cash option, $240.7 million. The next Mega Millions drawing is tomorrow night, again, live at 11 o'clock over on WREL.
We're coming up on 810 now. An energy drink backed by YouTube star Logan Paul is now facing federal scrutiny, while the leader of the U.S. Senate now wants an investigation into the drink called Prime Plus.
Yeah, he's a dangerous individual, and I think it's entirely likely that he is armed at this point.
A man wanted for murder, kidnapping, and much more has escaped from jail. How investigators say he managed to get out.
Welcome back at 8:12. A pleasant good morning to our loyal viewers down there in Moore County. You're looking live at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. Nice morning out on the links. They probably want to get some rounds in, though, before the rain come to our area. Let's go to the meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WR Severe Weather Center tracking those showers.
Yeah, we see the rain building in this morning, heading into our viewing area. And one of the first areas that are seeing some of those light showers is out there in Moore County, in Southern Pines and in Pinehurst, just like what we showed you there on our WRL Live Cam network. Our rain chances are going to go up for today, up to a 40% chance, and our temperatures are going to range in the 80s. Let's go ahead and talk about just how much rainfall we've seen within the last 24 hours already from those storms. Yesterday, some areas got upwards of 2 inches of rain, and we know we saw that in a short amount of time. Elsewhere, getting upwards of an inch and a half, we are going to add to that number. We have this area of low pressure and a front that will be moving across the state, allowing the showers that are off to the west to continue to build in. We're likely to see those showers set up around 9 and 10 o'clock and then head towards the south and east around the lunch hour. We're going to watch our southeastern counties very closely throughout the day because that is where we will likely see some showers and thunderstorms develop. I don't think the round that will move through this afternoon will be severe, but we can get some gusty winds out of some of those storms. We are likely to see sunshine in Roxborough. You guys out there in Chapel Hill, Durham, South Hill, Granville County will likely stay mostly dry for today with sunshine building in. This is going to clear out, and for this evening, we will see quieter conditions. For tonight, expect mostly clear skies, and we are expecting a sunshine as we head into tomorrow. So let's check out our rainfall forecast here. Those higher rainfall totals will be confined across our southeastern counties, up to a half of an inch of rain, a trending drier, and areas like Roxborough will not see much out of this round that will move through. Another shot of Pinehurst this morning. Some golfers are still out there at this hour with the rain that is building in. You know, to each his own. If you are going to venture out, just go ahead and grab the umbrella to cover yourself from those showers we're expecting. It's 72 degrees in Southern Pines, 71 in Sanford right now. And as we head into the afternoon, don't expect a lot of warming today. 86 for the afternoon high. Now, tomorrow is going to be hot, 92. But the humidity will be lower. Coming up, I'm going to explain how the humidity will make conditions feel into the end of the week and the days we could potentially see a heat advisory. Brian?
It is 8:15 right now. Still watching these delays on 40 eastbound on the south side of Wake County. A report of a crash this morning between Hammond Road and Rock Quarry Road. This is the camera back at Garner Road looking toward the Hammond Road interchange there. And you can see that the delays begin right there at Hammond. But by the time you get out to Rock Quarry Road, traffic's flowing pretty well. That crash is just before you get to Rock Quarry. So if you can pick up 40 eastbound from that Rock Quarry interchange, it looks good heading out toward the 40-440 split. And just in the past couple of minutes, it looks like a lot of those delays right around the crash site itself have started to ease up, which is an indication they're making some progress getting that cleared. We also still have that crash reported at Benson Road or Highway 50 at 1010 Road. Not seeing any big delays with that one. A crash in Garner on Bandura Springs Road at the US 70 interchange, still in the clearing stages, and a hit and run investigation on the north side of Raleigh at Capitol Boulevard just north of 440. Seeing a little bit of a slowdown building on 440 westbound between Lake Boone Trail and Wade Avenue, and it looks like maybe a little bit of an inbound delay building on Wade Avenue approaching 440. Major routes around Raleigh still looking good as you head into the capital city. Not seeing any big problems right now in Durham. Also looking good there on I-40 and I-85.
Brian, thanks. As we deal with some more showers today, some communities are still cleaning up the mess after those weekend storms came through. This is the aftermath in Raleigh along Hope Mills Street. It's just inside the Beltline. That huge tree came crashing down and pulled down power lines with it. It is a perfect illustration of what caused so many of those power outages we saw this weekend. Areas of Roxborough saw intense flooding as well. Police Chief David Hess posted this picture on Twitter showing the high water along Madison Boulevard near Long Avenue. Bad enough to close several roads in that area. Wow. And remember, always be prepared for weather coming your way like this. Download the WRL weather app. You can get alerts straight to your phone and keep an eye on radar wherever you are.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following the latest developments on the war in Ukraine. This morning, we are learning that the Wagner Group chief met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the end of June after that attempted rebellion. Putin held a meeting with more than 30 military commanders on June 29th. We're learning that that meeting lasted about 3 hours. He spoke on the events that happened on the 23rd and the 24th. That was the attempted rebellion by the Wagner Group. He then listened to explanations from the Wagner Group and also offered them further options for deployment and further combat use as well. There has been some widespread speculation on where the Wagner Group chief has been since that attempted rebellion back in June.
Well, the manhunt is growing this morning for a man wanted for murder who escaped from jail. Michael Burham is accused of kidnapping a couple in Pennsylvania, raping and killing a woman in New York, and setting his ex-girlfriend's car on fire. Investigators say he escaped from a Pennsylvania jail on Friday after getting up on a piece of exercise equipment, then getting through a metal roof and using bed sheets tied together to lower himself to the ground.
And Burham is a self-taught survivalist with military reserve experience. We believe he has previously prepared to conceal himself in the woods. We have located small stockpiles or campsites in wooded areas in the general vicinity of Warren. We believe these sites are associated with Burham.
Well, police say Burham is likely armed and may have received help in his escape.
Investigators in Garner are working to find out what caused a deadly crash there. Five people were seriously hurt in the crash, including a child. State troopers say an SUV and a sedan collided Saturday night. The person who died is an adult. Troopers have not released that person's name. Neighbors say they rushed to help and used a hammer to break out a window and pull a person out who was trapped in that wreckage.
Work to repair a broken support beam of a Carowinds roller coaster is expected to start this week. The park says a replacement beam for Fury 325 will arrive in the coming days. North Carolina's labor commissioner says he believes the crack may have started a week before a park visitor got it on video. State safety inspectors found nothing wrong with that coaster when they examined it earlier in the year. There's no word yet on when that ride will reopen.
Beware, maybe set aside a little extra time tomorrow morning. It is that time of the year again. More school buses will be out there on the roads as some year-round Wake County students are returning to classrooms. School officials estimate about 175 buses will be out on the roads starting tomorrow. Students will also see some changes when they return. Lunch prices are going up by 25 cents. Full paid lunch will cost $3.25, $3.50 for middle and high school students.
And here's something else, Jeff. Parents should be remembered. There are new security measures in place for all visitors visiting Wake County Schools campuses. Here's how it'll work. Visitors will use an iPad to enter some personal information that prompts a quick background check. The system scans databases for things like recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. This change comes as many districts all across the state make changes to improve security.
If you're an artist, you have the chance today to learn more about the money available to support your work. Information sessions are planned today about the artist support grants for those of you living in Durham, Orange, Person, or Alamance counties. It helps artists affected by the pandemic. The grant was created by the North Carolina Arts Council. The virtual information session is at 6 p.m. Visit durhamarts.org to register. The leader of the U.S. Senate is calling for a federal investigation into an energy drink backed by YouTube star Logan Paul. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the drink, which is called Prime, is targeting children. He says these drinks contain more than double the caffeine of a Red Bull, six times more caffeine than a Coke. They're not recommended for anyone under the age of 18, but Schumer says the drinks are being marketed to a younger audience. The American Academy of Pediatrics doesn't recommend caffeine drinks for anyone under the age of 12.
Well, the director of the upcoming film Oppenheimer is comparing artificial intelligence to the creation of the nuclear bomb. David Daniel explains in today's Hollywood Minute.
We imagine a future. And our imaginings horrify us.
Oppenheimer writer-director Christopher Nolan says his film speaks to our relationship with technology and that people he talks with in the tech sector compare the Manhattan Project with the current growth of artificial intelligence.
They see what they're doing as their Oppenheimer moment, and they look to his story to give some kind of guidance as to how the relationship between science, technology, and government and society should function. And I don't know whether Oppenheimer's story has answers to that. It certainly raises the questions, and in a way that I think we all find quite chilling.
You are the man who gave them the power to destroy themselves. And the world is not prepared.
Oppenheimer opens July 21st.
We meet again.
Get ready for more Elektra. The Hollywood Reporter and Variety Report, Jennifer Garner is returning to the role she played in 2003's Daredevil and 2005's Elektra. Garner reportedly will pick up her signature sigh for Deadpool 3, currently set to open next May. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniels.
The time now, 8:23, several baseball players in college will tie to North Carolina, now headed to the big leagues, where stars like Walker Jenkins and Rhett Lauder ended up in the Major League draft that lasted early into the morning.
Plus, what you need to know ahead of Amazon's big Prime Day sales event and the other retailers offering you deals this week.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
8:26 is the time on our Monday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at the top stories we're following for you. And some of that rain rolling into our viewing area right now. Peter Sherwood in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
And the showers that we are seeing fairly light this morning in our western counties. We're seeing some of that rain in Moore County right now. If you are in Southern Pines or Pinehurst, you are getting those light showers. Our rain chances go up around 9 o'clock to a 40% chance. Some of that is going to move into the Triangle. And areas to the southeast have a better chance of seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Temperatures are going to struggle. 86 will be the high. We should typically see highs in the 90s, but that will soon arrive as early as tomorrow.
Peter, some good news here at 827. It looks like traffic is flowing pretty well out on 40 eastbound on the south side of Raleigh. This is that camera near Hammond Road, and the traffic heading toward the right side of the screen is eastbound. We had an earlier crash around the Rock Quarry Road area, but the sensors are looking much better through there. Still maybe a little bit of a slowdown, and watch for police activity on the side of the road. Still looks like we have some activity on the south side of Garner at Highway 50 at 1010 Road from an earlier crash. Around the rest of the triangle, we're still looking all right on our major routes. 40 westbound through South Raleigh, flowing fairly well. And in Durham, 40 looks good in both directions between Chapel Hill and 885.
Happening now, the search is back underway for a person who disappeared in Falls Lake after a boat crash. First responders say two boats wrecked yesterday afternoon during heavy storms. Two other people were rescued after the crash. And breaking news, a man is dead after a shooting outside a strip mall in Durham. It happened just a short time ago on NC-54. We'll have an update on the investigation ahead at 8:30 on Fox 50. Coming up next also, traffic issues you might encounter this week on I-440 in Raleigh. That's all straight ahead.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This area of low pressure and trailing cold front will continue to bring rain today. Coming up, I'll show you the areas that are already seeing showers this morning.
Plus, we're tracking a growing number of cancellations and delays out at RDU, where you're looking live right now. What's behind this early morning travel mess?
And what we're learning about the search for a missing boater that just got back underway in less than 30 minutes at Falls Lake.
And what you need to know about some changes to your morning commute along I-440 in Raleigh. Take you out to the Beltline, show you what is happening there, as well as Durham, where there is a shooting at a strip mall that we have been covering as breaking news since early this morning. We'll get you more information on that. Thanks for being here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith. The other big news that was following today, of course, we've got some rain showers headed our way. Let's get back to meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WRA Severe Weather Center, tracking it all for us.
As we check out the radar this morning, that light rain moving in right now across Moore County, some of that sprinkling in across Harnett County at this hour. You can see there Southern Pines seeing the light showers, and we are seeing that extend into some of those northern areas like in Chatham County here, a couple of sprinkles moving through. We are going to continue to get the rain to build into the triangle. I want to take you out to Southern Pines, and if you look very closely here, you can see those fine water droplets popping up on our WRLF live cam network right now. That is going to continue to build in for 9 o'clock across the triangle, and then heading to the south and northeast, we could get some showers and thunderstorms to get going as we head into the afternoon across our southeastern counties. And I don't think we are going to see any severe storms, but some of these storms could bring some gusty winds. We will see gradual clearing into this evening, and tonight will be dry. 73, the current temperature in the Triangle, Southern Pines at 72, 74 in Rocky Mount. We're going to see our temperatures slowly warm into the mid-80s today with a high temperature of 86 degrees. Coming up, I'm going to show you the days we could potentially see a heat advisory go in effect for this week.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where one man is dead following a shooting here outside this strip mall in Durham. Here's video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker to show you a little bit more of this crime scene. This all happened just after 7 a.m. outside a nightclub that is in the strip mall off NC54 near South Alston Avenue. It's a very emotionally charged scene out here with a very large group of bystanders. There are lots of police officers with this entire parking lot blocked off by crime tape at this point. There's also multiple evidence markers around a couple of the cars where this investigation is centering around. We're going to find out what led up to this shooting and if police have any suspects at this point. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Durham, Brett Neeson, WRL News.
Your commute could get complicated in Raleigh this morning and in the days ahead. Work is underway now near the Melbourne Road exit. It'll be taking place all week here as construction crews work on a bigger project. WRL's Kelsey Coffey shows us what you can expect and the changes you need to know for your drive.
The Melbourne Road exit here on I-440 West is closed this morning, and it'll be closed throughout the entire week. So if that's something that's a part of your morning commute, you've got a couple of options for detours. Jones Franklin Road, Powell Drive, and Western Boulevard will all be options that will give you access back to Melbourne Road. This is happening while crews are widening a new section of I-440 West between Western Boulevard and Melbourne Road. Aaron Moody with NCDOT is warning drivers this morning to watch out for crews who may be working closely to travel lanes in the area. He says this particular part of the I-440 widening project is what's most needed.
We're obviously helping those peak travel times to, you know, not bottleneck in that area. Reduces congestion, increases safety.
And that was Kelsey Coffey reporting. Well, following some breaking news in Southeast Raleigh, police, they are searching for the person who shot a man overnight. The shooting happened just before 10 on Ashburn Court near Rush Street and Garner Road. Police say the man was shot, was taken to Brick Med, and is expected to recover. Officers did not say what led up to this violence.
Raleigh police are also working to make an arrest after a shooting near the Walmart on Newbern Avenue. They got there to that scene around 9:30 last night. They say the man who was shot was taken to Wake Med as well, is also expected to recover. A motive for that shooting hasn't been released.
Well, just in the last few minutes, first responders got back on Falls Lake to search for the body of a missing boater. This all started after two boats crashed on Falls Lake. WRL's Laura Levine is at Falls Lake this morning as crews gathered to find that missing man.
Several crews are back now here at Falls Lake searching for the body of that missing boater. Behind me here, you can see the staging area where several different entities are involved in this effort, from Wake County Emergency Management, the Sheriff's Office, dive teams, the fire department, even the Durham County Sheriff's Office is assisting. And beyond all the activity you see here, we're also seeing boats on the water. Well, let's explain what happened, or what we know so far about what happened. A spokesperson with Northern Wake Fire and Rescue says a collision between two boats happened around 1:45 yesterday. Three people were involved in the crash and one person disappeared. At the same time, a storm bringing in high winds and rain was passing through the area. We spoke with Shane Mosley, who was boating on the lake and saw the two boats collide. Mosley and his friend saved one of the boaters and took him in onto their boat after realizing the man was unconscious with his head in the water.
We jumped in the water. We didn't even hesitate. We didn't even think about it. We just did it because it needed to be done.
So an ongoing effort here. Authorities are still investigating the official cause of that crash. Laura Levine, WREL News in Wake County.
Well, severe weather in the Northeast causing problems at RD International this morning, where you're looking live. Right now, we're seeing 26 delays and 5 canceled flights. That number has fluctuated all morning in terms of the delays. Many of those flights are backed up after storms caused hundreds of cancellations over the weekend. Now, those storms have people in New York under a flood watch today. At least one woman died after getting swept away in high waters. We'll have a closer look at the impact of those storms in about 15 minutes.
Tens of thousands of people in Wake County will get access to better health care through Medicaid expansion. Today, the county is also taking steps to help make that happen. The Board of Commissioners is looking to hire at least 70 people at the Human Services Department. The new positions will help those who are eligible get signed up for Medicaid as quickly as possible. The county anticipates it'll need to process about 50,000 new Medicaid applications.
The bottom line is that access to healthcare is critical. We know it has a ton of benefits. It realizes savings in other areas. It allows healthcare providers to make ends meet. It creates a healthier workforce and even saves lives in the long run. But it does mean that we've got to prepare for the additional influx in folks.
So today, the County Board of Commissioners will begin to discuss how to fill those positions. The costs will be more than $5 million, but more than $3 million of it will be paid for or reimbursed by the state.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Florida this morning. We've learned that disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar has been stabbed multiple times in a Florida federal prison. You may remember Nassar was convicted of sexually abusing female gymnasts. Well, this morning we are learning he was stabbed multiple times during an altercation with another person in the jail. The AP is reporting this happened yesterday at the United States Penitentiary Coleman. They say that he's in stable condition as of this morning. But one of the people said that he had been stabbed in the back and the chest. He is right now serving decades in prison for convictions in state and federal courts. Again, he has been stabbed multiple times. He is in stable condition this morning in Florida.
A high school baseball star from North Carolina is now a top 5 pick in the big leagues. The Minnesota Twins picked Walker Jenkins from South Brunswick High School with the 5th overall pick last night. Jenkins is expected to head to UNC to play in the fall. And a Wake Forest pitcher also went in the top 10. Cincinnati Reds picked Rhett Lauder with the 7th pick. The 21-year-old is a 2-time ACC Pitcher of the Year. And a reminder, you can catch the Major League Baseball All-Star Game tomorrow night. Players hit the diamond in Seattle this year. All the action gets underway here on Fox 50 at 8 o'clock.
We're coming up on 8:40 now. One of the biggest online shopping days of the year, almost here. Just ahead, what you need to know about Amazon Prime Day and the other stores offering competing deals.
Pop star Harry Styles walks off stage after an injury that is becoming more and more common for musicians. What officials say is going wrong during performances just like this one. And we'll get a brief break from the heat. We could still see some showers, though. This is a live look at North Hills. And meteorologist Peter Sherwood is tracking chances for rain today. .843 is the time right now on your Monday morning. This is a live look in Durham, the Bull City. There's clouds over the city right now. Good morning to you. Glad you're with us. Peter Sherwood is in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now, and we can see why those clouds are moving into the area.
Yeah, we have this bigger low pressure system and trailing cold front that is just to the southwest of us right now, allowing us to see the clouds build in this morning and rain. Rain is fairly light across our western counties. We're seeing some of those showers in Moore County filtering into Lee County. Sanford likely to see some of that light rain push towards the east right now, and Harnett County, you too seeing some of that light rain. To the north, we're starting to see some of those showers filter in across Chapel Hill right there along 40. If you are in this area, keep in mind it is just very light. Those windshield wipers will be going on and off. And by the time you get into an area, if you're traveling from Chapel Hill into Durham, them at the moment seeing dry conditions. We are going to get those showers around for 9 and 10 o'clock, and then by 12 o'clock, most of the rain will be to the south and east. For this afternoon, in our southeastern counties, that's where we'll likely see some showers and thunderstorms. I don't think any of these storms that develop for this afternoon will be severe, but we can get some gusty winds out of them. Notice here, as we head into this evening, gradual clearing sunshine for some, especially to the north and west. We are likely to see quiet conditions tonight leading into tomorrow morning. Now let's go ahead and talk about the humidity. I want to show you the available moisture in the atmosphere, and we have that in place today as this area of low pressure moves through in this trailing cold front. This is going to slide towards the east. The moisture is going to move out as well. A drier air mass will build in on Tuesday, and you are going to feel the difference as you step out the door Tuesday afternoon. Let me show you here. Our dew points are in the upper 60s today. We have steamy conditions going on right now, and by tomorrow, we're in the tolerable category. Dew points in the lower 60s. It's going to feel so amazing outside. I hope you have some plans to go for a nice long walk. We are likely to see the humidity build back in on Thursday and Friday. Those numbers hang into the 70s. We're in the tropical feel by then. The dew points will play on how it feels outside on Thursday and Friday. We're back into the triple digits with our feels-like temperatures. We could potentially see a heat advisory go in effect. As you check out Southern Pines, right now we're still seeing some very light showers out there, looking live at the Longleaf Golf and Family Club. Light showers possible in our western counties, and the rain and clouds that we have going on today will limit temperatures. It's currently 72 in Southern Pines, 73 in the Triangle, and for this afternoon, temperatures are going to struggle making it into the mid-80s around 4 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, I should say. We're at 86 degrees. The 90s are moving back in for tomorrow, high of 92. We're drying out with that drier air mass, staying dry on Wednesday, but we're back to 96 on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms picking up with the heat and humidity by the end of the week leading into the weekend.
Peter, thanks. We're learning more about a man who was hit and killed while crossing the street in Raleigh. Police say it happened along Capitol Boulevard near the Calvary Drive and Lewisburg split Saturday night. Officers say that man was in the street, but not anywhere near a crosswalk when he was hit. We're told he was wearing dark clothing. Police say the driver stayed at the scene. At this point, that driver is not facing charges.
Police in Cleveland, Ohio are trying to track down the person who they say started shooting into a crowd. 7 men and 2 women were hurt when the shooting started in the city's busy warehouse district. That was early yesterday morning. One person remains in serious condition this morning. The city's police chief says officers were working just feet away when the gunfire started.
A very visible presence of officers, but yet this individual decided to use that weapon and shoot individuals, even with our officers here. We can add 2,000 more officers. But what happened last night wouldn't have stopped what transpired.
Police are still looking for the person responsible for the shooting.
Well, police in Philadelphia now say one of the people killed in last week's mass shooting was shot nearly 2 full days before the others. Investigators say they believe Kim Brady Carriker's first victim died 44 hours before Carriker started opening fire in his neighborhood. 4 others died in that shooting. The district attorney says this has not changed the charges against him. Those charges include 5 counts of murder and 5 counts of attempted murder. Investigators have not released a motive for this shooting.
Flash floods are still a threat this morning in parts of New England, and this is all after a weekend of deadly storms that's still causing flight issues across the Northeast. John Lawrence shows us just how bad the situation looks.
Ew, oh God, I feel like a shark is going to attack me.
Highland Falls, New York, among the areas along the east coast of the U.S. hit with catastrophic flooding over the weekend, turning roadways into rivers.
It's up to my knees.
I know.
The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for the lower Hudson Valley region, and New York State Police have shut down parts of Palisades Interstate Parkway, saying numerous motorists were stranded in Rockland County.
Our curb is gone.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency in Orange County Sunday, which she says is experiencing, quote, life-threatening flooding. In West Point, more than 7.5 inches of rain fell in a six-hour period on Sunday, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which, according to CNN's analysis of historical rainfall data, could mean this is a 1-in-1,000-year rainfall for that spot. Other neighboring states are also getting pounded. In Vermont, Route 4 in Killington is washed out, causing Governor Phil Scott to issue a state of emergency due to the, quote, likelihood of widespread damage. In Ole, Pennsylvania, about 55 miles outside of Philadelphia, a deluge is drowning the area, posing potential threats. FEMA is reminding residents in affected areas to avoid flooded roads, saying almost half of flood deaths happen in vehicles. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Mudslides can also pose a threat today to states, including Vermont, where roadways were washed away. We will keep an eye on how the weather is affecting flights as well across the country and coming in the trickle-down effect in RDU.
Well, today we'll get a look at a plan to reshape voting and election laws all across the country. House Republicans are expected to share a proposal aimed at improving security that includes post-election audits and checks on your eligibility to vote. It would also loosen reporting requirements in the finances of political parties and nonprofits that support candidates. Democrats, meanwhile, are expected to unveil a competing bill in the coming weeks that set federal voting standards and restore protections under the Voting Rights Act. Well, happening today, the Halifax school system is looking to hire more teachers and bus drivers. The school system is hosting a job fair from 9 this morning until 1 this afternoon. In addition to teachers and bus drivers, officials will also be looking to hire custodians, nutrition workers, and lots more. The job fair is happening at the school system main offices on US 301 in Halifax.
New this morning, the U.S. is one step closer to winning a major international soccer tournament after a nail-biting match that came down to penalty kicks. The crossbar's your friend right there. That is the moment the U.S. men's team defeated Canada overnight. First time since 2005 the team has won a shootout. The victory means the Americans will face Panama on Sunday for a shot at making the Gold Cup finals. U.S. women's team, meanwhile, is getting ready for a big appearance in the FIFA Women's World Cup. And new video and pictures posted to Twitter just before midnight show the players arriving in Auckland, New Zealand. They have a chance to become the first national soccer team to win 3 consecutive World Cups. Their first game is next Friday against Vietnam.
Yeah, it's happened again. Another performer hit with an object thrown from their crowd while they're on stage. This time it's Harry Styles. Something hit him in the eye while he was performing in Vienna over the weekend. Styles has not given an update on what hit him or if he was hurt. In recent weeks, other performers, including Bebe Rexha, Kelsey Ballerini, and Drake, have all been hit with items thrown from the crowd.
Jamie Foxx was spotted in public for the first time since having a health scare months ago. TMZ reports Foxx was seen Sunday waving from a boat on the Chicago River. Foxx has been out of the public spotlight since April when his daughter says he had a medical complication. He was hospitalized for several weeks, but the family has not released any details about exactly what happened.
Well, tomorrow, one of the biggest online shopping events of the year gets underway. We're talking about the 9th annual Amazon Prime Day. Ahead of the 2-day sale, Amazon already putting some deals up on its website, including discounts on Echo Dots, Kindles, and a whole lot more. We've put up a list of all the best deals on WREL.com. Just go to the Smart Shopper tab. Target also holding its own online sales event right now. Target Circle Week runs through this Friday to the 15th. Some of the best deals are on electronics and kitchen appliances.
All right, before we head to break, we have some winning lottery numbers to tell you about and also get another check on weather and traffic when we come back.